The Ghost Corps. Knives of El Melik, a story of freelance diplomacy, intrigue, and mystery in the Far East. K.C. Smith and Ali, members of the Ghost Corps, with the Shahzadi Amira, the daughter of a friendly sheikh, are trapped in a native coffee house in Aswan by Melik Pasha. Their mission is to seek information relative to an uprising of desert tribes under the leadership of the Pasha himself. In attempting to escape from the coffee house, they are captured and confined in crypts beneath the ancient ruins of the Temple of Tolman on the island of the elephants in the Nile River. Through the assistance of Suleiman, a renegade Beshawin, an erstwhile follower of El Melik, KC and Ali escaped from their crypt. In searching for Amira, they come upon a huge cache of arms and ammunition smuggled into the ruins by Melik Pasha. Continuing their search for the Shahzadi Amira, they are interrupted by the approach of the Pasha and several of his followers.
Right away, Dahoud. Make haste. I return to Aswan before nightfall.
Into this opening, Ali. Suleiman, quick. They're right behind us. Now, back against the wall, in the shadow. Those men in front of Amira's cavern didn't see us when we rounded that corner. We're safe temporarily.
They paused before Amira's cavern, friend.
What now? I hope we're not too late. If they take her out...
Silent. Listen.
Fetch the woman now. Some of you go and let the water into the crypt of the Ruby Dog and his servant. Mustafa, Imran, Muhammad, come with me. We return to the central cavern.
Ali, Suleiman, out quick. We've got to get into that central chamber first.
Come on. There's no place of concealment there, Effendi.
Hand the curtains among the ammunition boxes. They'll not disturb those crates till nightfall. By that time, here, under the curtain, against the wall, behind those crates.
More light, Imran. Someone came from a side passage into this chamber. I saw them pass before me.
Very right. It was some of Dao's men going to do thy bidding, master, or others from the river bank.
Light the chamber. Draw the curtain.
There is no one here, master. The cavern is empty, save for us. 'Twas be like the reflection from the torches that thy presence saw.
If I were not certain that the misbegotten son of the evil one, Kasi Smith, were locked up in the chamber of Tolman, I could almost believe...
Here is a woman, master.
Come here, Amira. Sit here beside me. The crypts of Tolman are not so luxurious and comfortable as your quarters in my house at Aswan.
I do not complain, my lord.
True women of Islam never complain.
The presence sent for me to tell me these?
Not exactly. But would you not be more happy in your old quarters?
If it be the will of the presence that I return, I can only obey.
Then answer my questions, and you shall not remain here longer. Kasi Smith was known to you before he came to the coffee house of Yakub?
Yes, master.
You knew him as one of Sidi Bakr's shadowy ones?
Amira knows Kasi Smith only as the friend of her people.
Come. You knew that both the Christian and his servant were members of that meddling organization known as the Ghost Corps?
I know nothing of it, master. But the presence says they were, and I do not understand.
Kasi Smith and Ali are no longer members of Sidi Bakr's shadowy ones, my child. They are dead.
drowned like rats.
Oh, no, no, you cannot have killed
them. Those who interfere with the plans of Melik Pasha must die. This inquisitive Christian and his man knew too much of my project. But they will interfere no longer. And his master, Sidi Baka. Ibram, bring writing materials from the cabinet. There.
At once, master.
Now, my child, you shall write a letter, a little kitaba, for me.
I am to write?
Place the materials here on the table, Ibram. Yes, child. You will write as I dictate. Here is the pen. Write. To the Sidi Baka. Cassie Smith is dead. Vital information relative to the jihad he gave to me with his last breath. I shall await the CD at midnight on the fourth day of Ramadan in the house in the street of the Shan Bazaar. Now, sign thy name, child.
Oh, I shall not do this thing, Melik Pasha. I will be no party to the trapping of Kasi's friend and chief.
Sign, woman. Sign the writing as I say. Amira, daughter of Ibram El Talek.
No.
You will do as I say, or I shall order Ibram to strike off every finger on your hand.
Oh.
Ali, Suleiman, we're going out there. That fiend will do just as he says. Follow me to the curtain. We'll jump them by surprise. Softly now.
By my head, woman, will you write?
No, no, I...
Then your hand shall never write again.
Oh,
your knife, Ibram. Strike so.
Ali, Suleiman. Suleiman, lead the way. Any one of those passengers. Ali, take Amira. Follow him.
After them, Mustafa. Mohammed, Daoud, bring down that traitor, Suleiman.
Kasi, you are...
Right behind you, right behind you. Keep going. Follow Suleiman and Amira. Don't lose them.
Daoud, come back. Take the men from the Chamber of Solomon and cover the passageway leading above ground.
Ali, Suleiman, you heard that? We've got to beat them to it somehow. El Melik knows you're with us, Suleiman.
If Allah wills it so, I am satisfied, Effendi.
They are not following us, Kasi. If we only can conceal ourselves in one of these crypts...
If we enter one of those crypts, they'll eventually trap us. This place is honeycombed with passageways and caverns. They know the combinations. We don't. We'll keep on. Find a way out before they cover all the entrances. We can take it easy now, though, I think.
Aye. The Shahzadi has been through these tunnels before?
No, Ali. Never until now.
And you, Suleiman?
I know little or nothing of these caverns, Effendi.
Well, let's rest a minute. Here, in this cavern. Keep your eyes on the tunnel, Ali. We'll move on presently. Suleiman, what did you do with those horses you brought to the rear gate of the coffee house? Or didn't you get them?
I brought them as the Effendi ordered. It was not difficult.
Did you return them to the Sarai when we failed to meet you?
No, Effendi. I waited in the rear street until I was certain you had been taken. I then quartered the horses in a small Sarai just outside of Aswan on the Kufra Road. I believed we might still use them.
Good, good. We'll use them all right if we get out of this. How did you happen to come over here to the island?
In returning from the Sarai where I had left the horses, I came upon Hasim and his men on their way to the river with the Effendi, Ali, and Amira. I followed and swam out to the island in the wake of their boat.
Yes. Then you also knew nothing of this place before tonight?
Only through hearing Hasim and the Pasha speak of the island shelter. I know only the one means of entrance, the door on the riverbank. And what I learned in attempting to find Amira and you and the Effendi.
But there must be other entrances.
Of course. We heard El Melik tell his men to cover them.
There is probably an entrance to the creek in which I was imprisoned.
Oh, how do you know that?
When they left me in that cavern, they did not go back by the same passage through which they came. I know because there was no covering to the entrance of my chamber, and I saw them continue on beyond it.
Well, that doesn't help us much. We're not in that tunnel. The passage we're following... Have you any idea where it'll lead us, Suleiman?
None, Effendi. I entered the first at hand when we fled from the main chamber a moment since.
Well, we can't stay here and let Melik Pasha take the game out of our hands. We'll go on down the passage and see where it brings us. Let's go.
But do you not think it strange, friend, that they have not followed us?
Yeah, I don't like it, Ali. They gave up the chase entirely too quickly to suit me. Looks very much as if they know exactly where we are. And that we can't get out without their knowing it. Amira, stay with Suleiman. Ali, bring up the rear. Keep your eyes open.
A torch in this tent would have...
Oh, no light. It would give us away.
We'd make beautiful targets for anyone with a rifle. Careful back there. The passage bends to the right here.
Is not that the sound of running water, Cassie? Listen.
Right. It's ahead somewhere. And this passage is widening. Come on.
There is moonlight, Cassie, shining straight into the tunnel.
Yeah. Through a crevice in the ceiling. No chance of reaching it, though. Too high up. Wait a minute.
I'm walking in water.
Stand still, Amira. Suleiman. Come up here, Ali.
Water, Kasi. On the tunnel floor.
Yes, yes. Look there. A cross passage filled from wall to wall with running water. It's backed up into this tunnel.
The tunnel has widened into almost a chamber, Kasi.
That water is deep, friend of my heart. It runs very smoothly.
Well, we'll wade in as far as we can. I want to look at that cross tunnel.
Suleiman.
Effendi.
You and Amira stay where you are. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Come on, Ali. The tunnel slopes and the water's getting deeper. Careful, Ali. Don't let the current draw you off your feet.
By Allah. If that cross passage were a little wider, it might be termed the subterranean river.
Oh, this is far enough. The backwash from the current's too strong to take chances with. Well, this may be a way out, Ali. The water very likely runs from one side of the island through the tunnel to the other.
Look at the far side of the tunnel, where the moonlight strikes the rocks. If I am not mistaken, there is a ledge running along the edge of the water.
Oh. You're right. Well, how... Well, how can we get over there, Ali?
That upstanding rock on the ledge, directly opposite us. The distance is not great. 30 feet at most from here. A noose, friend of my heart, in the end of a rope.
Oh, that's it. The rope, of course. What? I know. I left it back there in the crypt we rested in. Come on, let's go back to Suleiman and Amira. We'll get that rope.
Hurry, Ali. Milik Pasha.
Thank you.